Mishnah Yomis for Thursday, the 17th day of Kislev, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Yevamos, Perek Asiri, Mishnah Ches. Ben Tesh Hashanah V'Yemechad Shebal Yevimto. You have a nine-year-old. He lives with his Yevama, with the widow of his deceased brother, his deceased adult brother. V'yachakach Baal Tzarasa. And then he does something very bad. He goes and to the other widow, and he lives with her as well. His deceased brother left two widows, in other words. He lived with one and then lived with the other. What does that do to his chances to do Yibum, or what has he done? The Tanakhama says, Posal alidei atzmai. He has disqualified now himself from both of them, because the Bia, the relations that he had of a nine-year-old do not coin a complete kinyan, do not make a complete acquisition. It's considered like an adult's maimer, like an adult's kiddushin, which is only midrabonon by a yevama. And what is the halacha if one does a maimer on one widow and does a maimer on the other widow? The halacha is an adult would also disqualify himself from both of them. And what needs to happen is he needs to give a get to each one and chalitza to one of them. Why? Because there is a concept of a maimer impacting another maimer, of a kiddushin impacting another kiddushin. And therefore, for the nine-year-old, his bia will impact the other bia, like an adult's maimer. And it's forbidden to keep both of them. He cannot marry both of them. Cannot do yibum to both. The Torah says clearly, "Asher lo yivnes beis achiv." So should be done to the man who will not build the house of his brother. From which we learn, "Beis achad." One house he can build. He can't build two houses. He can't take both widows. So, by doing that via to the second widow, he ruins it all, and he has to give them, and he can't go ahead with them. He can't do yibum or with any of them. Rabbi Shimon Omer Le Posel. Rabbi Shimon says the nine-year-old has not disqualified himself from both Yibamas. And the one that he did bia with first, he can continue being with her. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that when a nine-year-old does bia, has relations, we're not sure if he's kona or not. But either he's kona completely, either he completely acquires her, or he does nothing. If he completely acquires her with his bia, so then, once he's done bia to the first wife, the first widow, then the second bia is of no consequence, because we have a concept, ein bia achar bia. One bia will not disqualify the other bia. Once bia has been done, that's it. And if it's not koina, then it's as if he didn't do bia to any one of them. So he can keep the first one for sure. Second one, not. Because maybe he was koina the rishona, the first one, and if he's koina the first one, he can't have the second. Again, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is that one bia will impact on the other bia because it is koina, but only a semi-kinyan. It's like it starts off the process of acquiring her, and therefore he does disqualify himself from both, like the Tanakhama. Continues the Mishnah, Ben teisha shonim v'yomechad shebali v'imtoi v'meis. Nine-year-old lived with his Yivama and then died. So, there's a third brother alive. The third brother is an adult. Now, what does he do? He's got this Yivama, he's got this sister-in-law, that now has a zika, has a connection from both brothers. From the adult brother, who died, and that was not taken away yet, because the bia of a nine-year-old is only like a maimer. So she's still under the zikosh. This widow is still under the zikosh of his first brother who died. And when the younger brother, the nine-year-old, has bia with her, did bia with this woman, now there is a zikosh, a connection of the second brother as well. And when you have a zikosh on two yivumim, of two yibums, the Torah says you can't have her. He can't do yibum. The third brother can't do yibum. Why? Because the Torah says, "Umeis achad mehem." If one of the brothers died, then yevama yovaylah, her brother-in-law shall take her. From which we learn, if there's a zikah of one brother, then he does the mitzvah yibum. Not if there's two. So therefore, the Mishnah says, choletzes v'lomis abames. The only solution is she has to get chalitza from this adult brother, the third brother, and no yibum is possible. And the chalitza will, of course, remove any zika, any connection. Nasa isha v'mes. What happens if a nine-year-old lived with his yibama, he married her, and he died without children? Harizeh petura, the woman is exempt from chalitza and from yibum, because the kiddushin of a cotton, the kiddushin of a minor, are not considered kiddushin. However, with a yavama, if this is a normal case of a 9-year-old marrying a woman, this is not where the woman was a yavama. So a normal kiddushin, well, it's not really normal, but it's a 9-year-old who marries a woman and dies. There's nothing to do, nothing to worry about. No chalitza, no yibum. There's no zikah on her. So why in the previous case in our Mishnah, why by the yavama, if it's a widow of his adult brother, why do we then worry about what the cotton, what the miner did? Why don't we say, oh, that's nothing either? It's because with the yavama, the Chachamim said that even a 9-year-old's bia will have an impact. It'll be kind of like a mimer. And why is that? That's because the connection to the 9-year-old is much stronger, much, much stronger, because it's coming from a marriage of his adult brother who died without children. There is a zika connecting this 9-year-old from the oldest brother, from the adult brother who died. And that's why the Chacham said, well, now if this 9-year-old does bia, it's going to have an impact. It has something that we need to take into account. That's called, it's like a mimer. Mishnah Tess. Ben Teisha Shonim B'yom Echad Shebal Yevimtei. You have a 9-year-old who lives with his Yavama, with his a widow of his adult brother. Or Misha Higdil Nasa Shecheres. After he came by mitzvah, he was an adult. He then married another woman, Bomes. And now he died without any children. So there were two widows here. But it depends. Did he live with the first wife after he became bar mitzvah? Says the Mishnah, Im lo yoda es rishona misha higdil. If this 9-year-old did not consummate the marriage, did not actually live with the yavama after he grew up bar mitzvah, he only lived with the new wife, harishona chalitza v'lo misha bemes, then the first wife needs to have chalitza given to her, no yibum. Why chalitza? Because there is a zika, there is a connection of two yibums on her. Why are there two? Because since the bia of a cotton, the bia of the relations of this minor is like a maimer, it wasn't strong enough when the 9-year-old only gave a maimer, only kiddushin, it wasn't strong enough to take her out of the zika of the first brother who died. So therefore there's a zika of the first brother. And then there is a zika of the adult brother who died, the first one. And now there is also a zika of this young man, who was not adult, but of the 9-year-old who never lived with his yavama. So because of that, the third brother now has to give chalitza, cannot do yibum. What about the second woman, the second widow? Well, the second widow is a genuine wife of his of this second brother, a genuine widow, a yavama. And the second wife, she can either have chalitza or yibum. Now, there is a machlokes in the Gemara as to whether this, what we've just learned now in our Mishnah, is an argument with a previous Mishnah, right earlier back in Masechta Yevamos. We had earlier on a case where an adult gave maimer to the yavama and died, and left two wives, one that he only did maimer to, and one that he was properly married to. And the halacha there in the Mishnah was that an adult who died and leaving these two wives, one that he didn't consummate, he only gave maimer, and one that he properly married, the halacha is that none of them can have yibum. Even the ishto hagmura, the proper wife that he consummated his marriage with, that he lived with, even she gets chalitza and can't have yibum. And what's the reason? The Chachamim were so concerned that it might get a mixture, it might get mixed up with the one who did Maimer too. So they said, no, none of the wives can have yibum, have to give him a chalitza. Now, does that mean our Mishnah here is arguing with that? Some opinions learn, according to one opinion, the Gemara, that our Mishnah is not arguing with that Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a cotton, talking about a minor. When it comes to a minor, they did not consider that his action of a beer is strong enough to push away the other wife, the wife that he married after he's an adult. The wife should not have yibum. They didn't go that far. An adult, yes, but not a minor. That's one opinion. According to this opinion, there's no contradiction, there's no argument between our Mishnah and the others. However, according to another opinion of the Gemara, there is no difference between adult or minor. In each case, if there are two widows, one's only had maimer, and one's had a fully fledged marriage, has been consummated, in both cases, whether it's an adult or a child, or a nine-year-old who did that, who gave maimer or had beer, in all cases, they must have only chalitza and no yibum done. Chalitza, not yibum. That's, and according to that, this Mishnah would indeed be arguing with what we learned earlier on. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues. He says, no. He says that in this case, where the cotton gave beer, had relations with one of the with the first wife, even when he did it when he was a cotton, when he was a minor, even if he never did it later on when he was an adult, doesn't matter. He holds of the same opinion that he held earlier on, that we mentioned earlier on, and that is that a nine-year-old is either kohen completely or not kohen at all. If he's kohen completely, then the first wife is a proper wife and she's allowed to have yibum. If he's not kohen her, then the second, then that wife is not his at all. There's only a zikah of one yibum. And therefore, each one of them is kukah, is connected to another brother. Each one has a zikah from another brother. But she can't have yibum in case he was kohen her, and it's also prohibited to be meyabim, to do yibum, to two wives that are coming from one brother. Not allowed to do that. And now finally the Mishnah says, Echad shehu ben tashashanim v'yamechad, ve'echad shehu ben esim shana shlahi v'shtei saris. The same law will apply whether it's a nine-year-old that did this beer, or whether he was 20 years old but he hasn't produced pubic hairs, he's still called a cotton, still called a minor. In all the halachas we mentioned before, that his beer is not really considered like an adult beer, it's considered only like maimer. All this applies to a person who is 9 year old, or even if he's 20 or even 30 year old, but he hasn't produced the pubic hairs that make him considered an adult. However, once he reaches 35 years of age, even if hasn't produced the two hairs, he's considered like a cotton. He's considered like a godel. Then he's definitely a godel in all respects. He's considered like a srischama, like a person who's born a eunuch. But at the same time, he is definitely an adult once he's reached 35 years and one day.